I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time is 12 o'clock noon, and today is Friday. Yes, we made it to Friday, September 18th. This is Utah's Noon News. I'm Maria Chaleos. Right now in downtown Salt Lake City, mostly cloudy skies and 82 degrees.
Two crashes causing delays on northbound I-15. I'm Ricky Meese.
KSL's top story this hour.
Utah's 2020 school year.
A COVID spike at Corner Canyon High School, along with one of their teachers now in the ICU at the hospital, has stirred up a lot of concern over what steps should be taken next. We get the latest from KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson, who joins us from near the school. Paul?
And Maria, the Canyon School District is going to be taking a closer look at how they should continue with the rest of the school year after several cases of COVID-19 have been confirmed here at Corner Canyon High School. But meanwhile, students are trying to show their support for a teacher who has to be put on a ventilator after getting sick. Some parents, like Shannon Savage, say Cherie Jensen, or Mama J is how she is known, she is the school's biggest cheerleader.
She is the ultimate teacher, mentor to these kids. She loves them all, and most of all, the kids know that they have a friend in her. She's always got their back.
And despite the illness, Savage believes that the kids do need to be around each other to support each other during times like this. Reporting live, Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
KSL Sports. The Pac-12 is targeting November 7th as their date to start playing football games this fall. That's according to KSLSports.com. The majority of the schools are saying they need 6 weeks to prepare for the season, but some California schools are requesting an 8-week period. University of Utah has not had to deal with the same restrictions as California schools. KSL's top national story this hour from ABC News. As we head into the flu season, Google is reporting a huge uptick in searches for information on flu and allergies. ABC's chief medical correspondent, Dr. Jennifer Ashton, says the good news is other parts of the world that get the flu first are seeing a mild flu season so far.
Every year, we look to other parts of the world to give us some clues as to what we might expect in our flu season. They are reporting lower flu rates in Korea, Taiwan, Singapore, Hong Kong, South Africa, Australia. Obviously, that is good news. When you look at the U.S., spring 2019 to spring 2020, we saw a 17% drop in flu.
Dr. Ashton says the measures put in place to slow the spread of COVID-19 are likely to help slow the spread of the flu. Many actors, musicians, and theater owners around the world have been struggling since the pandemic hit. Today, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer called for passage of a new bill called the Save Our Stages Act.
They have utilities. They have mortgages. They have loans. And they'll all be gone if there's no one coming to the box office and buying tickets.
The bill would provide $10 billion in grants for live venues in the U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo spoke to reporters today about the new restrictions that the White House is taking against the TikTok app.
Our goals are really very straightforward. Protecting American information and data from ending up in the hands of the Chinese Communist Party.
The White House says it will ban the use of TikTok by November 12th unless new safeguards are put into place. With just over 70 days left in the Atlantic hurricane season, scientists may soon have to use the Greek alphabet to name storms because they're running out of alphabet letters. ABC News chief meteorologist Ginger Z says they are tracking new storms in the Atlantic even as the remnants of Hurricane Sally continue to cause problems.
At least two deaths reported in Georgia, both trees falling onto a home and a person. This saturated soil, a little bit of wind left over from Sally, that was the case not only in Georgia, but in North Carolina. Sally is moving on, so we're going to say goodbye to Sally and any of her rainfall later today. But that was not before leaving 8 to 10 inches in some of these places along the southeast and through the mid-Atlantic.
Crews are still hauling away branches and trees from last week's huge windstorm here in Utah. And there is some worry about a storm coming tomorrow. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards reports.
More wind could mean more branches coming down or being moved around from those piles of trees on the streets. The winds will pick up today as a storm front moves in. KSL meteorologist Grant Wayman says winds around 20 to 30 miles per hour with this storm.
We go from that warm and windy day today to the rain tomorrow, more likely in the morning. It cools Sunday morning in the 50s.
But no large wind gusts expected. Salt Lake City, for example, did send a warning, though, to be on the lookout for loose limbs and branches that could get dislodged with the change in wind direction and the rain. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
If you are hoping to see brilliant colors from the trees this fall, you might end up getting disappointed. KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly explains.
The best way to see vibrant oranges and reds on leaves is to have proper soil nutrition. And according to horticulturist Tom Bettis, that starts in the spring. Plus, many popular trees that Utahns plant aren't adapted to our climate, even when we aren't in a drought. This year, most of the leaves will be very muted in color if they weren't blown off the trees in last week's storm.
Now, Bettis says sugar maples and autumn blazes are the worst trees to plant in Utah. A better choice is the Pacific maple. And you can hear more with the Greenhouse Show. Tom will be on tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock, 8 to 11, right here on KSL News Radio. Coming up on KSL, a home being built in Utah will be among the first in the country to be entirely constructed by women. And a look at your noontime drive.
Well, the delays are starting to ease a bit, but we've had two crashes. Northbound I-15 between 33rd and 2100 South. Lanes that were blocked are starting to open up. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 1206.
A deeper dive on Washington politics. The birth rate on the decline in the United States. There is bipartisan support for a child allowance. Live Mike with Lee Lonsberry. Weekdays, 1230 till 3 on KSL News Radio. Utah's all-day companion for news.
Hi, I'm Scott Hammond in the John M. Huntsman School of Business at Utah State University. You know me from the Management Minute. If your small business has been hit hard by the COVID crisis, then please listen carefully. A grant from Learn and Work allows us to offer 60 owners and managers a fantastic turnaround opportunity at USU. This free, yes, I said free, 12-week, 4-hour-a-week online workshop will give you full access to some of the best business executives, entrepreneurs, and professors Utah has to offer. You'll receive free consulting on website development, social media, sales, marketing, customer relations, and other functions. Is this the help you've been looking for? Go to growingutah.org to apply. Space is going fast, so you'll need to apply quickly. That's growingutah.org. Any small business is eligible. Go to growingutah.org today. I'm Scott Hammond. Hope to see you in one of our classes.
You've been spending a lot of time in your home. A lot of members of the family have been spending a lot of time in your home. The wear and tear might be a little obvious right now, especially on those carpets. That's why I want you to call Zero Res, because after all, a clean home is a healthy home, and no one cleans your home better, your carpets better, and other things too. Nobody cleans better than Zero Res. So call and schedule your carpet cleaning today for your home or your office, because they continue to offer these great low rates. Dee and I took advantage of this just a few weeks back. $33 per room cleaned, and when you schedule three rooms, Zero Res will add the fourth room for free. And of course, they use that great technology where they leave no sticky residue behind, thus Zero Res. So call 801-288-9376, that's 288-ZERO, or search online for Zero Res Carpet Cleaning.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's new news. Recapping our top local story this half hour, a COVID spike at Corner Canyon High School, along with one of their teachers now in the ICU, has stirred up a lot of concern over what steps should be taken next in those schools. We'll continue to follow that story for you right here on KSL News Radio. It is being called the largest penalty ever for a conviction in a food safety case. ABC's Jim Ryan says the company that makes Bluebell ice cream will have to write a big check.
Bluebell tastes just like the good old days.
While cultivating an image as a small-town creamery, Bluebell has quietly become the nation's fourth-largest ice cream maker in terms of sales. A listeria contamination in 2015 killed at least three people who had eaten Bluebell and threatened the future of the company itself. Now, 5 years later, Bluebell has been ordered to pay $17.25 million in criminal penalties stemming from the outbreak. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
A Massachusetts man, tired of people stealing his President Trump campaign sign, has come up with a shocking solution, an electrified fence. John Oliveira is a disabled Navy veteran, and he says he put up a campaign sign in May, and it started disappearing in July. He says six signs have been stolen so far. He says installing the electric fence is simply defending his property and defending free speech. A groundbreaking took place in Saratoga Springs this morning on a home that will be built by an all-woman skilled labor team. It's thought to be the first home completely designed and built entirely by women in the country. The 3,200-square-foot home will be sold once it's finished, with the proceeds going towards scholarships for women pursuing careers in construction management and building trades. KSL News Time, 12:09. Let's get you up to date on the drive. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave. Good afternoon, Ricky Meese. It's Friday.
It is Friday, and happy Friday, everyone. I'm afraid we are beginning our noontime drive with slowdowns. This is northbound I-15 from 4500 to about 2100 south. It's due to two crashes, one just after 33rd South. What's left of that is over to the right shoulder. That one really caused some delays. The next one is approximately 2100 south at the I-80-201 interchange. It's in the final cleanup stages to the left, so we're just waiting for these backups to clear out. We also have a medical situation in traffic. This is eastbound I-80 at 1300 east, and crews are blocking that right lane of traffic. It's not causing any kind of major backups, but you do want to be prepared to merge into the center and left lanes and expect just a little bit of slowdown in the immediate area. Mr. Max BOGO suit sale is back. Buy one suit at $299 and get the second for just $1. Mr. Max stores are clean and sanitized. Visit all 9 Mr. Max stores. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. The latest on the forecast with Grant Wayman.
90 degrees, clouds, and windy. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
85 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City, and still to come on Utah's Noon News. We're going to talk about TV's biggest night, the Emmys. The show will be hosted this weekend by Jimmy Kimmel. We're going to go in depth coming up next right here on KSL News Radio. 102.7 FM, 1160 AM, and KSLNewsRadio.com, Utah's all-day companion for news.
So tell me, Steve, why do you think you're the right person for this job?
Well, I'm unreliable, I have difficulty making decisions, and I'm terrible with people.
Okay.
Oh, and I have chronic halitosis.
Looking to hire the right person? List your opening on KSL Jobs to find local candidates that are actually qualified. We'll even give you one free listing with promo code KSL Jobs Radio. Visit jobs.ksl.com and use KSL Jobs Radio for your free listing.
Hi guys, it's Andrew with Wasatch Medical Clinic. By now you know that we have helped thousands of men with ED. Our acoustic wave technology is FDA registered to increase blood flow. Even Cambridge tested our technology and concluded that it is safe and effective. Now you can throw the pills away. Call us right now. We're running an unprecedented special. We'll give you the initial assessment and blood flow ultrasound totally free, plus a special gift that produces instant results to your intimacy. But we're not stopping there. For those that call in the next 2 minutes and come in and take our treatments, we'll give you the most advanced form of testosterone available, all free. This is a $700 offer, free to those that call now. Some think we're crazy to be giving away so much, but we're committed to effectively treating the root cause problem of your ED. The number is 801-901-8000. That's 801-901-8000. Call Wasatch Medical Clinic right now to qualify for this offer and put a stop to your ED. 801-901-8000.
Get news all day on the KSL News Radio app and on the app for radio.com.
When Whipple Service Champions was just a pup, I went on a misadventure to Tijuana for a paint job on my old plumbing truck, an old blood orange Ford Econoline. It was too much to paint everything white, including the door well, so I repainted it the same orange. On the way home, I parked my shiny newly painted van on a hill in San Diego. Parking brake gave way, and down the hill it crashed into a brick flower box. Back to Tijuana for Bondo and primer. No money to repaint. The gray patch stayed on my plumbing truck for years. A lot of struggle, persistence, and not giving up passed. Now Whipple Service Champions is your best choice for plumbing, heating, air conditioning, electrical, and drain cleaning. Winner of Utah's Best of State Company 9 times in 9 years. See why? Call now and get $100 off any repair of $300 or more. 801-444-FAST. That's 801-444-FAST.
Whipple, they come, plumbing troubles all gone.
For emergencies, when you call today, we come today.
Stay up to date on all the day's news. All you need to do is text the word news to the Utah Community Credit Union text line at 57500. KSL News Time 12:15. The three things you need to know this hour first.
Students and parents showing their support for a Corner Canyon High School teacher sickened by COVID-19. The Canyon School District will be taking a closer look at when schools should be closed because of the virus. I'm KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
Second, a small storm moving in this weekend could cause problems for areas that were already hit hard by the windstorm last week. Trees that were damaged but haven't yet fallen down could come down if the winds do pick up again. Third is a look at your noontime drive, and it's sponsored by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave. Here's Ricky.
We still have the cleanup of a crash northbound I-15 prior to 2100 South. It's mostly over to the right shoulder, but it is part of the delay you're going to see back to 4500 South in Murray. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
A lot of clouds rolling in and temperatures around 90. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Already 85 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. In time for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Residents today in Virginia have started in-person early voting. Minnesota, too, now considered a swing state in the election. Both President Trump and Democratic candidate Joe Biden campaigning there today.
Former Vice President Joe Biden will hit Duluth on this, the first day of early voting in the land of 10,000 lakes. President Trump makes a stop in Bemidji, about 200 miles north of Minneapolis. President Trump narrowly lost Minnesota in 2016, but narrowly won the county he's traveling to Friday. In the last 4 years, he's visited the state relentlessly, mostly focusing on rural areas and talking up farm trade and copper nickel mining. Ryan Burrow, ABC News.
As the nation nears a death toll of 200,000 Americans, it's now surpassed 9/11 as New York's largest mass casualty incident.
The number of deaths reported to the New York City Office of the Chief Medical Examiner more than doubled in 2020 as the coronavirus pandemic gripped the nation's largest city. Tragically, a new report from the mayor's office said coronavirus represents the largest mass fatality incident in modern New York City history. There have been about 24,000 coronavirus deaths in the city. The number of cremation requests jumped as well, most between March and June, when the number approached the total of cremation requests for all of 2019. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
Scientists are now using the Greek alphabet to name storms in the Atlantic due to so much tropical activity this year. Subtropical Storm Alpha, the first Greek named, but also Sally is proving to have a big impact still in Alabama. Alabama Governor Kay Ivey today touring areas of the Gulf Shore. You're listening to ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. It's Friday, so let's lighten things up a little bit by talking about TV's biggest night, the Emmys. The show will be hosted this weekend by Jimmy Kimmel, who tells ABC's Laura Spencer, this show is going to be weird, and like everything else this year, right? And unlike any award show, it's going to be different than anyone he's taken part in before.
I'm not nervous about my own performance and the response I will get, because I will be getting no response. I've settled on that, but I am nervous about the technical end of it because it's not something I know much about, not something I can control.
In an unprecedented technical feat, each nominee has received an individual camera set so they can be live from their own homes. That means nearly 150 cameras streaming in, all reliant on a very strong Wi-Fi signal.
Think about just trying to Zoom with your grandparents, and now imagine that we've got 150 celebrities who haven't made themselves lunch in like 19 years, many of them are now trying to connect technically to an award show. And those are the challenges we're facing.
Have you guys given any parameters to the nominees in terms of how long they should go on speeches?
The difference between people being in the studio and at home is we don't have a band in their living room to play them off the air.
You can play. I didn't get that loud. Nobody got that loud music.
We know that some people are going to go on and on and on. And I don't know what we'll do if they go on too long. I suppose I could just say, oh, we lost them, and hit a button, and that's the end of it. And maybe that is what we'll do.
I kind of like that. While he hopes the winners won't go on too long, he does hope they will make it a family affair.
People are going to win an Emmy in their house with their, hopefully, family and maybe their parents and maybe a couple of people that they trust. And I think it will be, well, I hope it will be exciting to see that excitement, that real family excitement, because it's one thing when your co-producer is standing next to you clapping or one of your co-stars. And it's another thing when it's your like 9-year-old daughter.
In the Staples Center, it will be just you and the producing team in there, or will there be a few other friends and family, maybe a special guest?
There will be a few special guests. There will be no friends, no family. We will have a very small group there. It really is going to be, I would guess there won't be more than 30 people in the whole Staples Center. So we're doing this. We're doing this as safely as we possibly can.
And you've been listening to the KSL In-Depth at 15 and 45. KSL News Time 1219, traffic and weather is sponsored by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave. Ricky Meese, what's going on?
Well, we've had some backups. They are starting to ease. They're just not gone completely. Northbound I-15 due to a crash prior to 2100 South. It is out of traffic over to the right shoulder, but you still have a little bit of slowing back past 33rd South. But again, it is improving. We also have a medical situation in traffic, and crews are blocking a right lane of traffic eastbound I-80 at 1300 East. I-15 going from Willard Bay all the way to downtown. Both directions looking good, as well as from the South Interchange to Provo. No problems on the 21st South Freeway. Looks like we may have a crash on Vine Street in Murray. This is about 6100 South and 1400 East. The first phase of the new Salt Lake City International Airport is now open and ready to fly when you are. For more information, visit slcairport.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Well, let's take a look at the next 7 days. Here's Grant Wayman.
Clouds today, breezy, temperatures around 90 degrees. Tomorrow, showers, especially in the morning, with a high temperature of 77, and then a pleasant day Sunday, sunny and 78. 83 is the high Monday with more sunshine. More clouds on Tuesday, 83. More sunshine Wednesday, 82. And then sunshine 84 on Thursday. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Mostly cloudy, 85 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Markets continuing the trend, the downward trend that they've been for the last couple of days. We'll check your money news coming up at 1225. KSL News Time, 1222.
She's still the one for you. An acoustic wave therapy through Pulse Medical Clinic helps you be ready when the moment is right.
You may not know about it. You may never even heard of it. But it's going to change everything. And here's how. Pulse Medical Clinic applies acoustic wave therapy as a breakthrough treatment for ED. The way it works is simple. Acoustic wave therapy activates internal mechanisms to help create new blood vessels. This is a huge step forward in treatment. Guys, it's needle-free, drug-free, and a painless option for those suffering from ED. Looking to regain your love life? Don't wait any longer. Schedule your free consultation with Dr. Williams at Pulse Medical Clinic and get the recommended twice-a-week treatments for ED. And it's surprisingly affordable. Call Pulse Medical Clinic at 801-509-8888. That's 801-509-8888. Don't waste another moment. Call Pulse Medical Clinic.
The world we live in right now is surreal. And as we all figure out how to navigate the upcoming weeks, Associated Mortgage wants you to know that they're here for you. Lending is continuing and mortgage rates are flirting with historic lows. So now's an amazing time to refinance. Associated Mortgage has refinancing programs to lower your payment and drop PMI. Refinance and get funds for your home improvement project or consolidate debt. If you're ready to refinance and you've been quoted a rate higher than 2.375%, then call Associated Mortgage right now. Associated Mortgage has the lowest interest rates in the state with a 30-year fixed rate mortgage today at 2.375%. Lower your payment without any out-of-pocket closing costs and save thousands. Call Associated Mortgage now at 801-943-1999. 801-943-1999. 2.625% APR based on 30-year conventional fixed rate loan, $280,000 OAC, equal housing lender, NMLS 51389.
Leaky faucets, clogged drains. If the plumbing systems in your home aren't working properly, call ARS Rescue Router today. For a limited time, we'll take $99 off your plumbing or drain repair. With over 40 years of exceptional service, we'll keep your safety top of mind with our zero-contact service. Call us today to fix your home's plumbing problems and get $99 off. Call 801-803-5941 for details. ARS Rescue Router. Making it work
making it right. License number 353-474-5501.
Live Mike with Lee Lonsberry coming up in about 10 minutes here on KSL News Radio. He joins me now. Lee, it's Friday. What have you got for us?
Maria, yesterday the COVID-19 numbers, they were startling.
They were.
Well, I have spent the morning along with the rest of the production staff trying to dig in and find out exactly what's contributing to these numbers. We've heard some vague explanations, specifically that we are seeing an uptick in Utah County and that we're seeing an uptick in young people age 15 to 24. Mm-hmm. And so I tried to find, okay, where exactly are they? And it turns out it's not as straightforward as it may seem. So we're going to break down the numbers today, have a look exactly where things are going. Also, there was a massive phone call between Utah County officials, Department of Health officials at the county and state level. And there were some ideas thrown around, including one idea that would, listen to this, compensate those who are observed to be complying with COVID-19 guidelines. Yeah, we're going to talk
to
the
taking the negative approach, take the high side.
The sheriff said he doesn't intend to enforce any of these mask mandates. And so as folks were brainstorming, including the mayor of Orem City, they threw out the idea. Why don't we hand out like $10 gift cards or something?
McDonald's,
we'll be speaking to the Orem mayor about just that idea later on the program.
All right. Thank you, Lee. Live Mike with Lee Lonsberry coming your way at 12:35. Watching Utah's money, Walmart says it will give approximately 165,000 hourly workers a raise by introducing new leadership roles and increasing cross-training opportunities. The pay increases will start in October. KSL Drives. Ford says their electric F-150 will not only cost less to operate than normal gas-powered trucks, but it will also come with a giant trunk in the front where the gas engine normally would be. Apple says it will launch its first online store in India next week. The company is trying to increase sales in one of the world's fastest growing smartphone markets. And taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow currently down by 275 points. That's nearly a full percent, sitting at 27,626. S&P 500 down by 43. And the NASDAQ down by 160 points. That's about a percent and a half. Today is National Cheeseburger Day. That means that you will be able to find deals at all kinds of restaurants to satisfy your cheeseburger craving. Now, according to the voting platform Ranker, the country's top three chain restaurant cheeseburgers can be found at In-N-Out, Five Guys, and Whataburger. Honorable mentions include Wendy's, Steak and Shake, Culver's, Burger King, and McDonald's. Now, notice none of our local favorites have been listed there.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.